This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Going to take a miracle for Robert Morris to win this game, but this is definitely a moral victory type moment for that basketball program to go toe-to-toe with Alabama, and really only in the last 3 or 4 minutes of the game has Alabama flexed its muscle and looked like the superior team to Robert Morris in this 2-15 matchup. Very much reminiscent for most of this game of what happened 15 years ago when Robert Morris almost beat Villanova, so... Robert Morris is leading scorer in this game, just fouled out. Bama's at the line. They're putting the finishing touches on this thing. We'll get reaction from Cleveland when this game goes final a little bit later on in the show. Look, we got to talk about Aaron Rodgers. And I know for some people it's gotten a little tedious and you're getting sick of it. But this is a big breakthrough today, Aaron Rodgers coming here. And about 2 hours ago, things got hot and heavy when Dulac tweeted out he was here and said that a deal could be forthcoming. I almost fell out of my chair at Mike's. I mean, I was in a state of shock when I saw that because there was no leak that Rodgers was even coming here. So that goes to show you that Rodgers' camp has really kept the lid on things. The only reason why that story got out there, presumably, is because Steelers sources got the information out there to other people. And I think we have to start to wrap our minds around or heads around here the prospect of Aaron Rodgers being a Steeler again. It seemed last night like Rodgers was just going to maybe wait things out, ponder retirement, wait until the Vikings came back around, wait for a team to get to lose a quarterback, a big quarterback to injury. That's what Aditi said yesterday. Wait for a playoff-ready team to lose its quarterback, one that has better offensive playmakers, offensive system that suits Rodgers better than what we have here. And instead, he's at least willing to take time out of his personal life, which we know the dude values his personal life so much. He had cameras follow him around just to show the world, this is what I do, this is my process when I'm not playing football. These are the things I'm interested in beyond the world of football. So we know that he values that space, that privacy in air quotes, because he let a reality TV show happen. But I think you get what I'm saying. And he broke from that to at least hear the Steelers out. And I think in a lot of these situations, the player comes here, when they do a free agent visit, the player comes here hoping he gets an offer. You know, when Russell Wilson went to Cleveland or New York, I bet he wanted a contract. I bet if they had put a decent deal in front of him, he would have signed it. I don't think that's happening with Aaron Rodgers, but I can't completely rule it out because you've got Diana Russini saying that a possible agreement could be reached today, that something could get done today. I trust her. I like her. She was on with us last week. So I don't know more than any of these people know. I don't have great sources on this story. I've had people tell me at various points they were convinced that it was going to happen. And I've had people at various points tell me that it's not going to happen, which when you average the two out, you probably get to it being 50-50. I think it became better than 50-50 today, though. Like, maybe Aaron Rodgers comes here, he looks around, he gets a bad vibe from Tomlin, something doesn't sit right. All that's possible. I think the Steelers, if they had their druthers, would want Rodgers to sign right now. I think this is, for him, a chance to hear what the Steelers are saying about the opportunity. He'll have to make the decision on his own. Are they being honest with me, or is this BS? Because there's been a lot of BS where quarterbacks have felt misled by the Steelers, told one thing, and the team has done something else. And it's not just quarterbacks. It's other free agent signings, too. So he's got to detect his own personal radar, his own read on people, if he thinks that to him when he's here. And as Robert Morris makes a three to cut it down to eight with 20 seconds left, if he gets a good feel, then you know, maybe he will sign a one-year deal that's fair and pays him $30, $35 million a year. I'm not going to rule it out anymore. This is a big change in where I thought this Aaron Rodgers saga was going. I honestly thought there was a chance we came in every day and had to decide, okay, are we going to talk about this or not, even though there's no new story, even though, like, what's going on with Aaron Rodgers? It's in limbo. He's not talking to anybody. He's gone radio silent. Teams are going to have to twiddle their thumbs and wait until he makes up his mind. This is a proactive move on his part. This is him, like in Lady and the Tramp, that scene where they're leaning in to eat spaghetti together. They both, like, meet in the middle and kiss. Like, Aaron Rodgers was willing to do that with the Steelers today. And that tells me that he at least has in his mind the realistic thought that it could work here or could be a good place for him to finish out and close his career. 412-928-9370 if you want to chime in on what's happening with Aaron Rodgers. Now that he's here, are you hoping that he gets a deal done with the Steelers? What number? Give me a number that you would be comfortable with the Steelers signing him for. Like, I am not a fan of this. I don't want it to happen. But if you told me that Aaron Rodgers was willing to play for $15 million a year, I'd probably say the hell with it at that point. I don't want it to be 30. I don't want it to be 35. And I get it. Like, part of it now is, all right, Andrew, like, what's the difference? 35 to 15, there's not a lot of good free agents out there. To me, it would be the message you send by paying him that much, how you view him, and where you think the relationship could go in the future. Because if you give him that kind of money, that to me sends the message that he's in control. He's in charge. You're still paying him like a front-end quarterback. If you're not, then that tells me the Steelers are looking at it more like, we'll take a shot, we'll take a flyer, and if it happens, great. If it doesn't, so be it, which is the way they really went about things with Russell Wilson and Justin Fields the last year. But, you know, when that number gets to more than, like, 20 and gets closer to 30, that's when I say I'm absolutely out. And there's been conflicting reports on that, too. Fittipaldo came on with us and said he thinks it could happen for $25 to $30 million. That sounds cheap. It's still more than I would want to pay him. If they get him for that price, I think there's going to be a lot of Steelers fans who have bitched about this potential move who come back around and say, you know what, for that amount of money, what the hell? 412-928-9370. Mulzy not here, by the way, not because he's sick or dealing with explosive diarrhea or anything like that. His sister is giving birth to her first child today. So Mulzy is prioritizing family. If you've heard Mulzy on this show, you know what an amazing family man he is and how family comes first for Mulzy, and that's where he's at right now. It's a final in Cleveland. Alabama 90, Robert Morris 81. Robert Morris was down 4 at the half. The second half got away from him. If you know, I watched the game while I've been talking with you, so I can't give you as deep or as thorough of a breakdown of what happened in the second half of this game. But I can tell you this much. If you look at the scores, if you look at the way the scoring went in the second half, 95 total points got scored. Alabama scored 50. That's Alabama basketball. And that's what happens a lot in these situations where you have big favorites against big underdogs. The game can stay close maybe for 20 minutes, 25, 30, sometimes even 35 minutes. And then attrition sets in, and the team that's deeper, the team that's more talented, the team that's better pulls away. And that's what, basically what happened here. I mean, it's still a five-point game in the second half. It's not like Robert Morris got their wheels blown off. But they actually took a lead with about 7 or 8 minutes left in this game. And it was their first lead of the game, and there was a buzz. I mean, it looked like they were going to pull off the upset. There was huge energy there in the arena. They were feeding off of it. They were believing in themselves. And then I think what happened was Alabama started getting the ball at the rim, going inside, taking advantage of their size and athleticism. I don't have the final stats in front of me, but I'm guessing the points in the paint in this game are going to favor Alabama bigly. I mean, just a huge disparity in points in the paint would be my guess. And Alabama just, I think, decided we're a team that's synonymous with a three-point shot, but it's not our day shooting the rock. And we got to find, we got to pivot, we got to find a plan B to put Robert Morris to bed and win this game that's closer than we thought it would be. And they brought in a player who they were saving for the next round, who had an injury, who was 50-50 to play. They thought they could get away with this game and coast and save him for Sunday. They had to bring him in. Big guy, Nelson, a stretch four type, guy that's 6'8", 6'9". They had to bring him into the game to win the game, and they got the ball at the basket. And then Robert Morris, their issue was hard to finish against those Alabama big men. And they didn't shoot the ball well from three either. They were 7-27. When you win games like this as an underdog, when 15s over twos happen, the favorite goes cold, the underdog gets hot. You know, Donnie loves Princeton. Princeton can score. Then when they beat Arizona, they're making their threes. Arizona's missing their threes. That's usually the formula. Or some guy plays completely, you know, out of his ass, even if he's your best player and he usually scores 15, dude, you know, pours in 30 instead. And Robert Morris's two best players in this game offensively scored 8 and 15, and Woods, their best player, did it on 3 of 18 shooting. You know, that you're not going to beat a top 10 team when that happens. So, gallant effort. Great season. I mean, it wraps up from a win standpoint. They won 26 games as a mid-major team. They won 16 of their last 18 games. That is a tremendous season from a program like that. For my money, it's the best season in school history because this is the highest level they've ever played at. They won the Horizon League, not the NEC. So big tip of the cap to Robert Morrison. For about an hour and 45 minutes, they entertained us today here at Mike's Beer Bar, playing their balls off and playing their hearts out against Alabama.
Hey, everyone. Do you wish you were somewhere sunny, but are dealing with another crazy spring? There's a solution to get that feeling. I'm grabbing a Hawaiian Breeze 5-Hour Energy and escaping there in my mind. Sports fans, ever stay up late for the game and drag the next day? A 5-Hour Energy shot will fix that no problem. 5-Hour Energy's website has tons of flavors, over 15 to choose from. Watermelon, Tropical Burst, Blue Raspberry, and even hard-to-find ones like Strawberry Lemonade and Extra Strength Fan Fuel. There's a flavor for everyone. You can even build your own 12 or 24-pack and have it delivered. Or grab a shot at your local store. They're everywhere! And it's basketball season! My schedule is packed, and I don't want to miss a second, so I grab a 5-Hour Energy shot. They're perfect for back-to-back games or when my team plays late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going through the game and the next morning. Visit 5hourenergy.com for deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So, you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
So I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Alma said, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Almacet has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Almacet with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almacet.com. That's A-L-M-A-S-E-D.com.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.